This picture shows Job talking with his three friends. Neither Job nor any of his friends understood what had happened to him. His children died in a storm, his property was stolen, and he was suffering greatly from sores covering his whole body. The friends decided that Job must have done some very evil things that God was punishing him for. This great suffering was simply God's justice at work. They said he should stop hiding his sin. He should confess it to get back in God's favor. Job is quite sure he did nothing to deserve God's punishment. He had a very strong record of righteous living. God was not treating him according to justice. Their argument went on for a long time because they did not know the truth. Only the reader of the story knows the truth. God had pointed out to Satan that Job was a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil. Satan said Job only did that because God made life easy for him. "Stretch out your hand against him, and he will curse you to your face," Satan said. So God gave Satan permission to hurt Job to prove that he truly loved God. God was proven right, and Satan failed in tempting Job to curse God.